welcome. So it looks like everybody's ready, seated on the mat. Let's close our eyes. With our eyes closed, let's follow our breath beneath our thoughts to a place that's quiet, still. Right here, right now, bring your mind to this place and time. Invite it, even if it resists, to sit and witness what it is to be alive. Rest on the waves of breath and choose to experience all of it. As the mind slowly settles like snow inside a shaken snow globe, this is all there is and needs to be. Here, right now. As we practice, don't try to be perfect, try to be yourself. In each pose, you can adjust your body until you find that place that feels like a wonderful opening for you. And that place will be different for each of us. So each explore individually and uniquely as we practice. And now dropping our head down, our heads rocks from side to side. Let a stretch come to your neck. Stay with your breath in that place beneath the drama of your thoughts. And then we'll come back to center. Our hands come to our heart in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. And from our heart, let's reach the prayer into the sky. Let your hands open. Exhale, take the prayer back under your heart, slide it down your body and scoop it forward. Inhale, prayer rises up, comes back into the heart. So continuing like that, first reaching the prayer up, letting it open into the sky. And then exhaling, traces our body, scoops along the floor forward and back into the sky. Next time you reach arms into the sky and let them open, exhale and just take hands back to rest at your heart. Invite your heart to be your guide in this practice today. And stay with your breath beneath your thoughts in that place of quiet. Now inhaling, let's reach to the sky. Exhaling, we fold into a forward bend. Our hands come onto the mat as our feet step back. Curling our toes into the mat, let's reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Take a nice morning stretch into your body. Our busy, stressful lives cause so much damage to our body. Take a moment to tune in here. Feel where you need extra love, extra attention. And then lift up onto the toes, let one heel at a time lower down to the mat. Enjoy the stretching into your body, the reaching into the arms and the back, the stretch down each leg. Now we'll walk our hands back to our feet. Hanging down in this standing forward bend. Our busy, stressful lives also cause so much damage to our mind. Constantly chasing after racing thoughts. But if we slip into that stillness beneath our thoughts, we come to clarity. Now let's walk our hands forward again, returning once more to downward facing dog. And then we'll lay our knees onto the mat. Shift our hands underneath our shoulders and step our knees together. With an inhale, left arm, right leg reaching out. Exhale, back to all fours and reaching our back up like a cat. And then with the inhale, it's the right arm, the left leg reaching. And with the exhale, cat pose. Flowing now with the pace of your breath, easing into our body. When both sides feel nice and happy, reach hips into the heels, walk your hands forward. Let's come to a nice child's pose. Adjust yourself in this child's pose till you find the place where it's most comfortable. And at any time today during this practice, if you'd like to stop and take a little break or take a moment to reflect, child's pose is a great place to come back to. Let's continue to warm up our body, spreading fingers open wide, curling toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Left knee to the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And let's flow with breath. Exhale, come halfway down, let the hands reach back. And then let your inhale lift you. Let your movement dance with your breath. And with the next exhale, our hands come slowly back to the mat. We step back. Inhale, bring the shoulders forward over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, shoulders back, heart lifting cobra. And exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. And again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. The tuck of a toes, the hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach up, exhale, flow. Every breath gets a little deeper. It takes you deeper into that place beneath your thoughts. And let the next exhale, lay your hands on the mat. Step back. Inhale, shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now keep flowing like this. One of the most wonderful gifts of yoga is the way it heals our joints, creates more fluidity in our body. Stiff joints make you feel old. Supple joints make you feel young. To feel your shoulders, your knees, your hips, all your joints moving here. And let this one be your last. Gently let it take you back to child's pose again. And once everyone's found their way into child's pose, we'll move on together. Fingers planted on the mat, toes curl under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, take a prayer right down the center of your body, passing through your heart down to the earth. Inhale, let that prayer rise up. And as the prayer reaches to the sky, open your arms into the heavens. And just flow, exhaling, trace your body again. Flowing up and down and releasing that prayer into the sky. Once more, release your prayer into the sky. And then exhale, take your prayer back to your heart. And let's step to the very front of our mat, sun salutation. Inhale, reaching up, we touch the sky. Exhaling, let's sit our hips down into chair. Inhale, rise up again. Enjoy a little back bend if you want to. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway and feel your back grow long. Exhale, hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, adjust it to your body. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step back. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Our right leg reaches into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands take the mat. Step forward. Inhale, rising with our breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach into the sky, trace of a back bend if you want to. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, hands take to the mat, we step our left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, come down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. And now the left leg reaches into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling. Hands reach for the mat. We step forward. Inhale. Rise up. Exhale. Chair. Inhale to the sky. Exhale. Dive all the way down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the mat, set the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, we reach to the mat, step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg reaches high. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, touch the sky. Exhaling, chair. Inhale, reach up. Last little trace of a back bend if you love it. And exhale, lower down. Inhale to the horizon. Exhale, take hands to the mat. And now we walk our feet back and take a moment to be in downward facing dog. To feel your breath and to follow that breath beneath the noise of your thoughts into the quiet. So let that be your goal through this practice, to find the quiet underneath your breath or underneath your thoughts. So let's move now to our standing flow. To begin, we reach our right leg into the sky. Let's step our right foot forward. Plant the back foot flat down on the mat. Reach into the sky. Warrior one. Deeply bending the front knee. Feeling the grounding of our feet. The lifting of our heart. Who in your life lifts you up to be your very best? Who inspires you? Breathe in and out and feel that inspiration lifting you up. And hands to the mat. Send the right leg into the sky. Right knee comes forward as we shift forward. Plank or kneeling plank. Hovering the knee and the foot just off the mat. Pulling them close into our body. Finding the strength at our center. And then right leg to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Adjust yourself in the pose until it feels like a good opening for you. If your base doesn't feel steady and supportive enough, lay your back knee down. Breathe in, breathe out. Right here, right now. And hands to the mat. Send the right leg into the sky. Bring the right knee, right foot into your body and hover. Breath flows smooth and steady. Right leg again reaches to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Let's find lunge or kneeling lunge again. And once you've found it, take hands to the heart. Let's add a twist. Hooking our left elbow across our right leg. Lengthening into our spine and twirling our heart around to the right. Make this your twist. The twist that cleanses and nourishes your back and spine. It makes you feel amazing and wonderful. Be in a place where you can enjoy every breath. And then the twist unwinds. Hands to the mat, right leg to the sky. Bring the right knee forward. Plank or kneeling plank, hovering over the ground. With every time we grow stronger. Right leg once more to the sky. Step the right foot forward. This time pick the back foot up, set it down flat and straighten the legs. Pyramid pose. Lengthening the spine. Exploring for your body where this feels right. So foundational. Imagine a pyramid and its base and create that kind of foundation for your body. And then explore the stretch of legs, the length of spine. With every breath, find something new. And then hands to the mat, now we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. Raise the right leg like a flag in the sky. Step the right foot forward. Back foot lays flat down as we reach up again, warrior one. Who do you lift up? Who do you inspire? Send out your inspiration to those people who depend on you to lift them up. And then hands to the mat. Send the left leg into the sky. Left knee forward, hover over the mat, plank or kneeling plank. Really coming into a deep connection with the strength at your center. Left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge from the ground to the sky, beginning with a foundation that's supportive for you. And from there, finding the inspiration, the lifting, growing into the pose, breath by breath, adjusting it to your body, to your needs, so it feels amazing for you. And hands to the mat. Left leg to the sky. Bring the left knee forward. Hover again, plank or kneeling plank. Keep breathing, keep feeling. Choose to feel all of it. Left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Find your foundation. Find the uplifting of the pose and then take hands to the heart for the twist. Right elbow crosses left thigh. Careful to lengthen through the spine first so we have this nice long back to twist. Heart turning to the left this time. And this twist becoming uniquely yours. Arms apart, hands in a prayer. What feels good today? Enjoy the letting go. Feeling the damage done to our body from our stressful life. Gently easing its way out. Feel the unwinding now of the twist as hands come to the mat and we send left leg to the sky. One more time. Bring the left knee in, hover, kneeling plank, straight leg plank, whatever fits you. Breath flows. Left leg to the sky, step the left foot forward. Pick up the back foot, set it down flat. Pyramid pose. Straighten out all the lines of the legs, the lines of the spine. Don't worry about touching the floor. Don't worry about bringing your face to your leg. Instead, try and be in that place where it's opening for you and where you can still be beneath the noise of your thoughts. Fully present in the right here, the right now. And then hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. With a look to our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise into the sky. Exhale, hands to the heart as we step our feet together. Inhale, reach up, release your prayer into the sky. Exhale, take the prayer right down the center of your body. Inhale, prayer rising. Release it to the sky. Now take hands into the heart and let's sit down to chair pose. Hips reach back. That strength at our center we discovered just a few moments ago. We really feel it here. It helps us be in this pose. Now let's add another cleansing twist. We'll take our left elbow and take it either between the knees or around to the outside of the right knee. Using that leverage, we twist our heart around to the right. And again, arms open wide or hands in a prayer. What feels good to you today? Let this be a moment of letting go. Let go of the stress of your life. Heal the damage that it does. Unwind this twist. Hands to the heart. Let's stand up, reach to the sky, let your prayer open. Exhale, prayer traces the body. From heaven down to the earth. And from earth back into the sky, where once again we release it. And exhale, hands to the heart, sit down into chair. A strong chair. A powerful chair. And twisting the other way now, it's the right elbow between the knees or around to the outside of the left knee. Our heart turns its way to the left and we find that twist that nourishes us. Each and every person finding their own way. And this twist unwinds. Inhale, stand up, release your prayer to the sky. Exhale, trace your body. Inhaling, the prayer rises up. Again, we release it to the sky. Exhale, prayer comes to the heart. Step your feet back to hip distance apart now. And let's take our hands behind our back. Joining our fingers together, we begin to roll our shoulders back. And as we do, our heart becomes buoyant and open. And it reaches toward the sky. Let your face look up. Let your heart grow brighter and brighter. With our heart just this open, let's tip our hips forward and fold into a forward bend. Some will have the shoulder flexibility to let their hands come away from their back. Some will not. It's okay. Be where you are. Don't try to be perfect. Just try to be yourself. Hands now to the mat. Let's walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Look to the hands and again, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale to the sky and flow like bamboo in the breeze. Hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up, release your prayer. Exhale, trace your body. All the way to the earth. And with an inhale, back into the sky, once more, releasing that prayer. Exhale, trace your body down to the earth. And this time, let your hands come onto the mat. Walk or jump back. vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Right leg into the sky. Take a nice big wide step forward. Plant the back foot flat and let's open to warrior two. Big, broad, expansive pose where we open our body to its fullest. As in the warrior one, our front knee lunges straight ahead, but this time our body faces sideways. But we'll turn our head and gaze right down the right arm. Follow your breath beneath the noise of your thoughts. Let every breath open you a little more. Where's my optimal opening today? Where's the greatest feeling of letting go for me? The greatest creation of space. Just stay dedicated to your legs just as they are. Reach a little bit forward, turn the right hand up and slide it across the sky. Reverse warrior. Right hand reaches behind the head, left hand drips down the left leg. And we experience the side bend right up the right side of our body. Reach into that part of you. Create space here. And then bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh. Legs still dedicated to staying the same. Right arm to the left arm to the sky. Now we open into side angle pose. Where's your greatest heart opening here? Are you as present as you can possibly be in this moment to really experience what's happening in your body, in your mind, in your spirit? Every breath, open a little more, reach a little higher, be a little more present, and then take hands to the mat. We step back now to side plank with the right hand still on the mat. So either come to plank pose and turn your plank pose open sideways, or step down first onto all fours, sending the left foot back, left arm to the sky. Finding the greatest heart opening. Looking into the sky, breathing, feeling, and then folding back down. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Then the left leg reaches into the sky. With the biggest step you can take, step the left foot forward, plant the back foot, reach into warrior two. Broad, expansive, an amazing opening for your body. Follow your breath beneath the distractions of your thoughts. Come to the place of stillness. Take one more expansive breath. Dedicate yourself to remaining here in the legs. Reach a little bit forward, turn the left hand up, streak it across the sky. Reverse warrior, the side bend. Stretch into your left side body. What tension is hiding there that needs to be released? Now bend the left arm laid across the left thigh. Side angle pose. Reach high into the sky with the right hand and find your way into the side angle pose that feels just right for you. That opens your body in the most delicious way. Breathe fully into the pose. Get every drip of wonderful feeling out of it. And then we're folding down again, side plank with the left hand on the mat. Step back, either plank pose turned on its side or all fours. This time the right arm reaches up and we fold our way to the other direction. Broad and expansive. And then folding down again. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's step into our last standing series. With a look to our hands, we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach your prayer up. Release it to the sky. Exhale, trace your body to the earth. Inhale, the prayer reaches up. One last time, it's released into the sky. And with an exhale, hands to the heart. Step your feet to hip distance apart. One last pose here, a standing back bend. To really create a supportive foundation through your feet and legs. And take hands to your low back and make fists. Stand nice and tall. And then let the shoulders loop back as the heart begins to expand toward the sky. Find a place where you feel safe and comfortable and expansive in this back bend. Let your hands massage your kidneys, releasing fear. Enjoy the feeling of joyful exhilaration in this back bend. Drink in every drip of it. And then slowly the back bend rises. Hands come to the hips. We pour our back bend into a forward bend. Drop hands to the mat. Take a moment to relax and release. And then with our hands on the mat, we walk or jump back. Our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back. Downward facing dog, and from here we'll lay our knees to the mat. We'll reach our hips into our heels. Child's pose. Let your body enjoy this chance to rest and relax. Feel how your body is loving this practice. Growing stronger, stretching longer, feeling better. Feel how your mind is loving this practice. As it connects with something deeper and finds more balance, a feeling of being centered and peaceful. Feel how your spirit is loving this practice. As we come to a more profound experience of who we are, what we're passionate about, and all the effects it has in our life. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let your mind, your body, your spirit enjoy every moment. And now we look forward. We spread our hands on the mat. We curl our toes under, our hips reach to the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Take your time slowly rolling your body up to stand. Reaching up to a prayer and welcoming that prayer into your heart. So we're ready now to bring ourselves into a wonderful balance. Let's begin our balancing with tree pose, with the right foot creating the roots. When you feel your root system, take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh. Take hands to the heart. Establish your center first, and then feel free to expand into branches if you choose. Adjusting your way into every pose with no judgment. If you need to step down, step down. Keep expanding and growing. And then drop arms to the sides. With an inhale, scoop the arms forward, take the left leg straight ahead, push into the right foot, grow taller. Like you're being pulled magnetically into the sky. Hands to the heart, bend the left knee. Take the right hand onto the knee as the left hand comes behind the back. Stand tall. And let's twist our heart around to the left. Balancing in a twist. And And then gently unwind. Step down to the security of 2 feet. Relax for a moment. Now let's create roots with the left foot. Beginning with this tree pose. Once your roots are secure, right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands find the heart and find center. And then branches may emerge. Depending on our roots to hold us steady. So that we can grow and expand and be nourished. Arms to the sides. Inhale, scoop the arms forward, take the right leg straight ahead, grow taller. Magnetically pulled into the sky. Hands to the heart, bend the right knee, left hand on the knee, right hand behind the back. Stay nice and tall. And let's twirl our heart around to the right this time. And then unwinding, we step down again. Relax your body. When you're ready then, take a big breath right into the sky. And exhale, folding down. Hands come to the mat, feet are stepping back. Let's lay our knees down onto the floor and once again reach our hips into our heels. Child's pose. Add a side bend again if you'd like to this child's pose. Walking hands off to the right, reaching into the left side of the body. Center. And then they walk around to the left side of our mat. Enjoy the stretch of the right side of your body. And then we come back to center. With our hands planted firmly on the mat, let's turn our toes, reach hips to the sky, downward facing dog. We're ready for some wonderful hip opening with pigeon pose. Let's step our right leg forward. As we bend the knee, the foot drops in behind the right, left hand, the knee behind the right. Lay the back leg down, ease into it a little bit. Make any adjustments that you need to feel comfortable here. Lifting hard or laying it forward. Closing your eyes. Follow your breath beneath the noise of your thoughts. And shine the light of your awareness on your right hip. Letting go of the tension, the stress that's accumulated in this part of your body. Every slow breath is a cleansing, a healing. Slowly take our hands onto the mat. Curling our left toes under, we step back to downward facing dog. The moment you just feel what's happening. What does the right side feel like? What does the left side feel like? Let's get that feeling of space and freedom on the other side now. Step the left leg forward. Drop the foot in behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Mold the body or the pose to your body. Close your eyes. Let the healing take place. With every breath, we're letting go more and more of the distractions of our body and mind so that we can come to that stillness and clarity. Healing here, repairing the damage of our busy and stressful life. we'll place our hands onto the mat. Curl our right toes under and step back for what will be our last downward facing dog. Enjoy the way your body feels. How is this downward facing dog different than that very first one early in our practice? And let's lay our knees to the mat. Cross our ankles. Swing our hips over our feet and come to sit. So with feet in front of us, we'll do a little rolling back and up. So hug your knees. Roll back only as far as your shoulders and back up again. A few times, up and down. And then one of the times you come back up, come to a point of balance as we come to boat pose. Hold your legs, find the center, lift through your spine. And then if you feel steady here and want to play a little bit, you can take hands off the legs. Maybe you'll begin to straighten the legs. But if at any point you round into your back, take a step back. Find the nice long spine of the boat pose again. The space under the chin for the neck. Strength at your center. Breath flows, and we're right here in this moment. Now set feet onto the mat. Hands behind the hips with fingers pointing forward. Pushing into the feet and the hands, we lift to a tabletop. Bringing the hips up to the height of our shoulders and knees, if that's possible. And then gently laying our hips down. Picking our hips up, let's slide them back a little farther and straighten our legs now for a forward bend. Inhale, reach up and lift into your breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward. Close your eyes. Let your back body wrap around your front body like a warm and comforting blanket. Let this pose bring you deeper inside the experience. Our senses closed off to the exterior. Feeling of really coming inward. Stay in this moment. Stay in that place under the noise of your thoughts. That place that's introspective and reflective. A place of clarity. Walk our hands up our legs. Bending our knees, let's lower down onto our back. So roll your way carefully down. Hug your knees into your body. Feel free to rock around side to side a little bit and get comfortable on the floor. Find a place now where you feel nicely centered on your mat. Take hands to a prayer at your heart. Lift legs into the sky. Again, feel the strength at our center as we lift that prayer into the sky with little pulses up and down that take our head and shoulders right off the ground. Keep breathing. Stay present. Feel the strength of your body right in your center. Now reach your prayer over to the left side of your legs. Pulsing up and down, strengthening. A strong center to protect our back, to give us a power center to move from. Back to center, pulsing up and down. And now over to the right. Still breathing, still feeling, still present. Once again, a few pulses to the center, really feeling that strength grow. And then lay knees into the mat, head to the floor, or knees into the body. Rock your head side to side. And now let's swirl our knees around in circles. With hands on the knees, draw them around and around and around. And then swirl them around in the opposite direction. And hug them back into center. So we're ready now to move into our inversions. If you feel safe taking a shoulder stand, carefully lift hips and legs up above your shoulders. Hands on your hips as a support. Or choose a bridge pose with feet on the mat, pushing into the floor with your feet and lifting hips and spine off the ground. Enjoy a few moments of turning back the clock. Poses are wonderful anti-aging remedies. Rejuvenating, healing. Breathe slowly in and out and just enjoy your time being here. And now slowly, carefully, gently, begin your way back to the mat. Tenderly laying your back down onto the earth. Now, if you've been in the bridge pose today, hug your knees into your body, stretch your back a little bit. And then we move into fish pose. Feet on the floor, we lift our hips enough to slip our hands underneath. Extending our legs onto the floor, we sit on our hands and wrap our elbows underneath our back. As our shoulders roll back, our heart lifts into the sky, and we lay our head gently back. A moment ago in the shoulder stand and the bridge pose, the chin was tucked tightly into the chest. So we counter that feeling with this wide open expansion of the neck, the throat, the collarbones, the heart. Slowly then, elevate the head, bring the chin towards your body, and lay yourself safely back onto the mat. Slipping hands out now from under the hips. We'll reach our arms to the floor behind us. For a moment, just grow longer into your body. Reach beyond the parameters of your mat. And then reach down, cradle the right knee into your body. Guide that right knee all the way over to the left as we enter our last twist. Lift and turn your head to the right. And let this twist wrap itself around your body, spiraling up your back and spine. One wonderful last moment of letting go. Surrender to the twist and just let it do its magic. Not resisting, not forcing. Just letting go. Now the right hand slips away and we make our way back onto our back. It's likely you're a little off center, so move yourself back to where you feel nice and centered again. Extend the legs, reach the arms, grow longer into your body. A nice long back and spine to absorb this twist. Reach down, cradle the left knee, and then guide it across to the right. Lifting the head, turning it to the left now. Feel your whole body say, ah. Feel the squeeze in your abdomen, healing your digestive system. Feel the letting go of all the muscles that run along your spine and through your back. Relax your hips, your face, your jaw. And then release the right hand. Gently roll onto your back again. Find your way to the center of the mat. And if you'd like something to stay warm, you can get that now. We're ready to move into our final relaxation. Lay your body to the safe support of the floor. Close your eyes and let your palms and body open to this receptive place. Follow your breath into that place beneath the noise of your thoughts. Embrace the stillness. This stillness, this quiet, is the rest of the mind. It is to the spirit what sleep is to the body. Nourishment and refreshment. Picture in your mind now a peaceful lake with water so still it becomes clear as glass. In this stillness, we can see right through the surface of the water to the landscape below. And in the glass-like surface of the water, we can see the beautiful reflection of everything around it. Our mind is like that still lake. Any thought or any judgment is like a stone being thrown onto the surface. Disturbs that clarity. But if we can come back again to that quiet beneath our breath or beneath our thoughts, the ripples quiet, the mind becomes clear and glass-like. In that stillness, we can see right through and into our inner selves, our true nature. And in the clarity of our mind, we see everyone around us reflected in beauty. Judgments and thoughts will come, but when they do, slip back again beneath them. Let the still lake of your mind come back to clarity again and again. In this moment of clarity, see your true nature. See everyone and everything around you reflected in beauty. True silence and stillness is the rest of the mind. It is to the spirit what sleep is to the body. Nourishment and refreshment. Now, whenever you feel ready, at any time of your choosing, take a moment to close your practice in whatever way feels meaningful for you today. When you've enjoyed that closure, all of your own, now or later, whenever it might be, roll over onto your right side. Rest there in peaceful stillness. Breathing in and out and enjoying the blissful afterglow of your practice. Just a few moments longer. And then when your heart leads you, come back at last to the comfortable seated position where we began our practice today. And let this moment now be a moment of gratitude. Gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. One more time, let your head drop down and rock from side to side. And then back again to our center. Let an inhale carry your arms into the sky to meet together in a prayer. Take that prayer first to the forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. Then to our lips for clarity in our words. and to our heart for clarity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.